You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
All right, before we get to all the Luke Bryan stuff, Look Magazine claims that Meghan Markle is going to marry Prince Harry in a $550,000 gown.
Hmm. That's a hot ticket item.
Well, but I was thinking, would that even get you on the red carpet at the Oscars last weekend? I was reading about people having $4 million worth of crap on them. Or well, was that just the jewelry?
And a lot of times that stuff is on loan.
Oh.
You know, these jewelers will lend that stuff to them and they give it back.
You don't think Meghan Markle's on a rent-to-own plan? No? Maybe she can afford her dress? Let's begin with Luke Bryan. One country claims that he and his wife Caroline recently went roller skating. It was the first time that the country singer had ever been on skates.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Luke was lucky and didn't fall. So let me see if I have this correct. He's never roller skated before and didn't fall. He's been on stage 30,000 times, and every time he comes to Charlotte, he face plants.
Because the problem is you get too comfortable with that. And you're not watching. With roller skating, he was probably holding on to everything. So he wasn't dare going to fall down.
Luke Bryan tells People magazine that Katy Perry keeps snacks with her all the time on the set of American Idol. Quote, she keeps snacks stashed. You know the little Ritz crackers with cheese? God, Katy's going to be so mad at me when this gets back. Yeah, we can see Katy when it's snack time. She's like, I need my snacks. She gets hangry. As for himself, Luke says, well, I had a beer. One beer. Hey, I figure all my fans drink beer. Listen to me. I can sit back, have a beer, and watch some contestants.
Win in Rome.
Stay classy, Luke Bryan. And finally, Luke Bryan was on Seth Meyers. And you can be a redneck all you want, but when you make Luke Bryan kind of money, it gets hard to hide money.
I mean, I have a guy that I have this bass lake, and his job is to grow the bass to the biggest bass in the world.
Wow. He's full-time.
Full-time.
What does he do? Does he kind of just go around with a plate on a boat and just...
He hand-feeds them.
He hand-feeds the
bass. He gives them massages so they can swim.
He has a bath spa.
So they can swim. Yeah, the bath spa.
Gotcha.
Tell you what, you say I massage Luke Bryan's bass. You better be sure you pronounce the B.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
We've mentioned this before, but it bears mentioning again before we talk about it. We don't watch The Bachelor.
No.
The next second that we watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette will be the first. Mm. For many reasons, just for me, I think it's the most insulting thing to women ever.
I think it would.
Ever.
I would have to scratch my eyes out.
Anyway, apparently we missed a good one because The Bachelor this time, Ari, dumped Lauren on the show and got engaged to Becca, and then dumped Becca to get back with Lauren.
Well, how dare he?
How dare he?
It's horrible. It's tragic, even.
Now, here's where it gets weird. TV Guide claims that some Bachelor fans in Minnesota and Los Angeles have purchased billboards slamming Ari for the way he treated her. They read, Ari, not okay, just leave.
They think this stuff's real.
I mean, are these the same people think The Walking Dead is a documentary? It's the Bachelor.
They spent their hard-earned money. Maybe we're the ones that are being duped. Maybe they didn't really get billboards. Maybe that's part of the stunt.
That's when you're taking your TV watching just a little too serious. When you're spending your money to take out billboards to slam some dope and dopettes that were on The Bachelor? Yeah. Really? Please?
If you've got that kind of money lying around that you don't know what to do
with. Do some good.
Give it to a charity.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. I think this is a girl thing. Outside of sports, guys don't take things they see on TV seriously. They don't. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, you said sports, because I was going to say, I've seen some guys have some pretty big meltdowns over there.
But you don't see guys taking on, I'll show that bachelorette dumping that guy, I'm going to take me out of billboard. No! 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Do you know someone who takes their TV watching just a little bit too seriously?
I have this girlfriend, and she get on my freaking nerves talking about the have and the have-nots.
I mean, she talk about these people like they sit next to her in our living room.
Now, you got to catch me up. I'm not watching this one. What is the have and the have-nots?
It's just like a soap opera that come on a Thursday, on a Wednesday, or either Thursday night. And she'd be so tired the next morning, the next night from staying up watching this stupid stuff.
So it's interrupting her daily life, basically.
Yes. I mean, she just talk about one woman named Veronica like... She could just kill her.
Okay, now this is what I'm talking about. When you start to refer to characters on the show as if they are real people, mm-hmm. and they're affecting you emotionally.
Yes, like they're in your life.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's when you're starting to take TV a little too seriously.
Problem.
Hi, you were talking about people that take TV too serious?
Yes.
My husband's horrible.
Oh, so now, whoa.
Scream at the TV and he'll take it.
Is this actual TV programming, like shows, or is this sports and news?
Oh, no, it's like Survivor if they kick off the wrong person. He'll get up and go into another room. I mean...
I need to walk this
one
off. I
gotta walk it off. I'm just too angry right now. I'm not responsible for what I do.
This is a rare thing for me. Men don't usually get into it like this.
Hi, I'm calling about the TV shows.
Yeah, you have someone in your life that takes things just a little too seriously?
Me.
Oh, which show?
I have pretty much every show I watch, I get to the point where I'm like, oh my God, is this, like, I'll feel like I'm in the show, like I know them personally.
Uh-huh.
Right now I'm watching Heart of Dixie for like third time now. There's a doctor that comes from New York and he's trying to get someone else's fiance and they break up and all that stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, girl. Like, I literally talk to her while I'm watching the show, and my fiancé will look at me and, like, every time you watch the show, you get dramatic, and we always have issues. And he says, I can't watch those shows because of how into it I get.
When what is happening on your TV show starts to affect your relationship?
Especially because it has no effect in your real life. Only what you allow it to do.
This got started because TV Guide claims that some Bachelor fans in Minnesota and Los Angeles are so appalled by the way Ari Leyendyke Jr. treated Becca and Lauren, or Lauren and Becca, whichever side you're on, that they took out money and had billboards purchased that say, Ari, not okay, just leave.
I'm just seeing on the TV right now where it says a lawmaker wants to ban him from Minnesota. They've tweeted out, if they get 1,000 retweets, they'll author a bill banning him from Minnesota.
Hey, Minnesota, there's 800 inches of snow on your ground. No one wants to come there anyway.
What is going on?
Oh, my God. Hi.
You're wanting to know about the people who take TV too serious?
Yes.
My mom has an employee who's 96 years old who called out of work one day for a death in the family. Turns out her favorite character on MASH died and she didn't want to come in because she was sad about that.
More music. It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Less than 10% of men are responsible for what at their wedding?
Less than 10% of men are responsible for what at their wedding? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Got an answer for you.
Okay.
Said less than 10% of men do what now?
Less than 10% of men are responsible for what at their wedding?
Fainting at the altar.
Fainting at the altar. No, that's not it. I'd like a percentage of those passing out at the thought of standing at the altar.
Hey, is the answer keeping up with the ring?
Keeping up with the ring. No, that's not it. Did you have to keep up with the ring?
I did not.
Yeah, no, I put someone responsible in charge of that, and I'm glad, and Debbie's extremely glad that
yes.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to try to give you an answer to the smartest in the QC.
Less than 10% of men are responsible for what at their wedding?
actually showing up on time for the wedding.
But I think someone else should be in charge of that for sure. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good day.
Smartest person in the QC.
Repeat that question, please.
Less than 10% of men are responsible for what at their wedding?
Nothing.
I'm here to tell you that that would be the best policy, though.
It's been my experience.
Hi, is it their own vows?
Own vows. No, not it.
Smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, less than 10% of men are responsible for what at their wedding?
The bride's corsage.
That is...
I'm going to give it to her.
Yeah, that's right there.
Yeah. 5% of men are responsible for floral arrangements at the wedding. I don't want any man to be responsible for any... Can you imagine having to deal with her mother if you're responsible for the flowers?
And especially if you pick something she's allergic to and didn't realize
it. Oh, God, it's bad enough that you have to deal with her mother just by her becoming part of your family. Who is this?
This is Ron.
Ron, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
I am the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037.
New 103.7, we're Charlie and Debbie. Let me go on record in advance saying this to me is not a very strong case of musical plagiarism. I don't feel like Lanco went out of their way to steal this.
You think that the person that was stolen from should probably be honored?
I think
that someone paid this tribute to
them. As soon as I tell you who they took from, you'll go, yeah, they should be thrilled they're even being mentioned.
Yeah.
This is a clip from the Psychedelic Furs from the 80s and a song called Love My Way.
Dig it.
And that is the very first time the Psychedelic Furs have ever been played on a country station. Now, here is Lanco and a section of Born to Love You.
There it is. It's come back to life.
And Lanco. I think it's merely an homage.
There's just a smidge of difference.
And that's the only part of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And so that's why I think it's just kind of an homage. It's nothing stolen or malicious or purposeful.
I do like that they used my little keyboard I had as a child.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7. This is Other News.
In Germany, an unidentified man walked into a post office, waving his gun and demanding cash. This is not the first story we've had about someone either robbing or attempting to rob a German post office.
I wouldn't think there was a lot of cash there.
I wouldn't think so either. Maybe I'm wrong. Unfortunately, the only other person in sight was another customer waiting to be helped. See if you can identify with this guy. There were zero, none, not a postal employees manning the service counters. None. Nowhere to be seen. So the guy waited and waited and waited. And after 20 more minutes of standing by the counter, the furious crook, I guess, holstered his gun and in a huff left the post office.
Even crooks have their limits. He was patient for a while.
And the Asbury Press claims that a man of Bhopal, India, was seriously injured in a recent car crash. Now, this ordinarily would not make news over here. However, he was pronounced dead and then taken to a morgue. Again, ordinarily this would not be news here. Except that the man woke up just seconds before his autopsy was scheduled to begin.
Whoa.
His family is calling his awakening a miracle.
They need to be calling a lawyer.
I was going to say, I call it criminal negligence, but that was just me.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.